Oh, yeah. The camera's angle is kind of weird today, but that's life. You know, sometimes you got to turn it wishing which way. But we are recording live on Anchor.fm. I'm Matthew Rayburn. You know who it is. You know why you're listening. Because you want to be in a continual state of betterment. A positive force for good. And that's why we're here together. Let's begin the show. Oh, yeah. We're grooving. We're dancing. The camera angle might be a little whack. I do not care. I'm here to have fun. I'm here to serve the Lord. I'm here to entertain people. That's what I do. That's what I want to do for a living. That's my dream. That's why I do this show. Matthew Rayburn Show. Let's dance. You like these dance moves? You can only see them if you're watching the show. I'm live on Facebook. I'll be posting this over to YouTube, posting this over to Rumble, probably posting it to a couple other places as well. But I'm recording it live on Facebook and live on Anchor.fm. If you'd like to be a sponsor of the Matthew Rayburn Show, comment down below. Directly message me. Whatever you need to do to get a hold of me, let's work together. Let's do some business. Oh, yeah. Continue the dancing. It's so good. I love this song. I really do. I thoroughly enjoy this song. How are you? Are you doing well? Comment down below. I'm doing well. I'm in a continual state of betterment. I'm a positive force for good. I'm not going to let the darkness get me down. Anyways, I'm a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a beautiful day here in Indiana. I'm moving forward and I'm moving life forward. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep moving forward. Things are going to be in the way. Things are going to challenge you. I'm going to stay focused, stay positive. Let's do it together. Comment down below. I know I love you. Really, I do. And I want to fill my heart with more love. I want to fill my heart with more passion for people. I want to be passionate for people benefiting from the lives that they're living. I see people that aren't benefiting from the lives they're living, and it makes me quite sad. I want them to thrive. I want them to be art-filled and focused-filled and God-filled and love-filled. And so I hope that you hear my voice and hear my passion for you, the listener. So comment down below. I love you so much. Let's continue the show. Word of the day. You got to use your words or you're going to lose your words. Words are important. Use your words as weapons for positivity. Thwart the darkness with your words. Become intelligible. Don't become a dummy. Use different words. Learn to read. It's great. It's fantastic. It makes you smarter. It makes you a better person. It really does. I'm being honest. Who I'm passionate about today. Woo, goodness gracious. Word of the day. Word of the day is arbitrary. It's an adjective. Matt, how do you spell arbitrary? A-R-B-I-T-R-A-R-Y, arbitrary. Normally you hear the adverb arbitrarily, and I'll be using that later in the show, flippantly, frequently, quite profusely. But those are none of the words of the day. Let's use some examples. Well, let's get the definition first, because we're learning about what the word of the day is. Arbitrary means determined, planned, or chosen seemingly at random or by chance. Let's listen to some sentences. Because the committee wasn't transparent about the selection process, the results of the process appeared to be wholly arbitrary. People often make arbitrary decisions on where to go out to eat. Yeah, I do not like to eat at the same place every single time. I do know of people that do, and they become regulars, and they get like a nice discount because they know they're coming back because they're regulars. Those folks that eat at the same restaurant don't arbitrarily pick what food they want to eat. They know where they're going to go. They know what food they're going to put in their mouth on that day. Arbitrary. You don't want to arbitrarily look for a spouse, like flippantly, not really trying. Oh, random. Ooh, there you go. You want to have a set mindset of what they are going to be like. You could write it down. You could focus on it, pray over it, but don't arbitrarily just pick anybody because anybody might not be right for you. I know we believe in soulmates. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I know that we long to be with somebody else. Oh, got it. But don't arbitrarily do it. Focus on what you need. Focus on what you want and pray about it. Don't arbitrarily live your life. Don't just flippantly go through life not caring about anything at all. I mean, like, really, there's real decisions to make and real focuses to be had. And you want to do so unarbitrarily. I just made up a word. Word of the day. National Day. It's wonderful to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com, February 27th, 2022. It's National Retro Day. I'm wearing these glasses. You like them? Some would say they're new age. Some would say they're retro. That's the thing about, you know, fashion. Like, this blazer is a navy blue blazer. It'll never go out of style, ever. It never was out of style and never will be out of style. It'll never be retro. So I guess I shouldn't be wearing this on retro day, but I'm wearing these glasses because they used to be retro, you know, throughout the 80s, early 90s. And then the glasses got real slim and slender and sleek. S words. Similar to the ones they wore on The Matrix. But these are big and broad. If they were actually real glasses, wink, they could probably become bifocals real easily. National Retro Day. What do you have in your closet that's retro? What do you have in your house that's retro? Do you have furniture that's purposefully retro to add an eclectic twist to your design? National Retro Day. Anosmia Day. Anosmia Awareness Day on February 27th brings attention to a condition causing a loss of smell. Aw, that's horrible. I love my nose. I love to smell things. Of all of our senses, smell, perhaps, is taken for granted more than any other. There are many causes of anosmia, and they call themselves anosmics. It could be injury. It could be a disease. It could be long COVID. It could be many different things. But it's just sad because there's danger around you, warning signs like a fart or a fire, you know, that you need to be able to smell so you can get away from that situation. Smelling is very important because your whole olfactor involves taste. You might not be able to taste food. And that breaks my heart because I thoroughly enjoy food. I thoroughly enjoy love to cook. I thoroughly enjoy love to let people know that I can cook and I like to cook for them. Not being uppity or pretentious. It's just a skill that I have that I want to do. People that are strong like to lift things. So they want to lift things for other people if they're kind. I can cook. Therefore, I want you to smell my food on National Anosmia Awareness Day. It's also National Strawberry Day. People with anosmia can't smell strawberries, which additionally breaks my heart. We continue with February's heart-shaped and red theme by observing National Strawberry Day on February 27th. These juicy, sweet berries can brighten up any dish and are delicious all on their own. There are a few different stories on how that word began, but most commonly, gardeners agree that when you put straw down on a strawberry bush patch, it prevents it from getting too cold. It prevents the weeds from growing, and it's easier to harvest. Therefore, strawberries. It's wonderful, you know, thinking and being and reading. It's great. National Polar Bear Day. National Polar Bear Day, also known as International Polar Bear Day, focuses our attention on conservation efforts and learning more about the fabulous polar bear on February 27th. It goes on to tell you how big polar bears are and how great they are and what they can do in the water and all that. There are a lot of polar bears now. There used to not be so many, but because of, quote, global warming, climate change, they're thriving. Similar to the caribou, it's great. Like, they're eating the tundra because it's not tundra anymore, it's grass. The polar bears have a lot more food source, the seals, because they're having more babies because when things get warmer, animals start, you know, mating more and more babies are born. So polar bears get fed more seals because it's warmer. National Polar Bear Day. I love science. National Kahlua Day. National Kahlua Day on February 27th recognizes the rich cream coffee liqueur that also serves up a great many desserts for adults, you know, because it's got booze in it, so you don't want to serve it to kids. Were you a jerk? This alcoholic beverage adds to cocktails and adult flavored desserts equally well. To celebrate, you might want to put some in your coffee and or, tiramisu today. I love tiramisu. I like Kahlua. I don't know when I'm going to buy any. It's more of a pleasure. Like, you're at brunch and all of a sudden you're like, throw a shot of Kahlua in my coffee. You know, it's just 10 a.m. and I'm inebriated. Oh, anyways, it's National Day. Weird news. I love weird things and I love news. And together it creates my favorite segment of the Matthew Reverend Show. Weird news. China's pretty weird. The Olympics got weird. Why? Weather modification. Headline, the Winter Olympics could highlight China's innovative and troubling efforts to control the weather. This article was written just before the Winter Olympics of this year. So you're going to hear some past tense verbiage as I read the article. It's fascinating and real. Weird news. When Americans tune into NBC to watch the Beijing Olympics next week, but it's not been next week, they're over with. They could see some of the bluest skies and the whitest slopes the Winter Games have ever known. China, after all, will make sure of it. As the skiers slalom, that's a new word for me, and slalom. I bet it's pronounced slalom now that I said it out loud. And I'm recording. And snowboarders, Snowcross, the Chinese government is likely to be working hard behind the scenes on perhaps the even trickier feat, controlling the weather.
It's real.
The country is expected to activate departments like the Beijing Weather Modification Office, a division of the pretentiously named China Meteorological Association Weather Modification Center. That's how official it is. That's how real it has been.
Thoughts.
Both are long-established government bureaus whose powers have recently been expanded to encompass more actions across larger territory.
Interesting.
In keeping with tradition, at the last few games, China is already turning millions of gallons of water into fake snow. But weather interventions take on a more cosmic cast. The government could step in to try to create rain, disperse storms, and even turn the sky blue. Quote, the Truman Show may have nothing on Beijing Organization Committee. The country has long attempted to modify the weather. This is fascinating. Through cloud seeding, we're going to read about what cloud seeding is in a little bit, a process of trying to stimulate rainfall by firing silver iodide-filled shells and rockets into clouds. Tens of thousands of people work for the Beijing Weather Modification Office and other provincial counterparts. Over the years, they've been tasked with firing rockets to negate sandstorms, reduce hailstorms, and relieve drought. Guys, weather control. They're controlling the weather. When I say they, I'll also mention we. But over the past 14 months, China has been ramping up its program to levels seldom seen. Either there or around the world, in December 2020, government officials announced a major expansion, setting as its goal triggering rain over more than 2 million square miles, an area larger than 187 of the world's countries. Wow and weird. The program officially launched last month. These efforts could have major consequences for both China's 1.4 billion people and neighboring countries like Myanmar, India, and Nepal, raising a kind of ethical meteorological tension between national sovereignty and global responsibility. Or in lay terms, does a country have a right to shape its own weather when we all share the same sky and we all share the same water? Generally the same water. I think
what we've seen from China and what we're going to see from China is weather modifying technology that is used more and more often, aggressively and more unilaterally. And the truth is, we really don't know what this means for varying ecosystems.
This was said by, here we go, guys, Dhanasari Jayaram. He's an Indian professor at the Geopolitics and International Relations Department of India's Manipal Academy of Higher Education, who has researched China's weather modification. Quote, the one thing we do know is that atmosphere is not divided by political boundaries, end quote. Cloud seeding works on the principle that the iodide attracts water droplets. This reshapes the clouds and increases the likelihood of rain. Its efficacy is, to say at least, debatable. Controlling the weather because we share the same sky? Because you don't know what the consequences on the other side of the hemisphere? Thoughts. A National Science Foundation study several years ago suggested seeding can increase precipitation. But many researchers say that here's where it gets sciencey. The statistics don't add up to much, and in fact don't add up to much rain, because there's no way to run a control on the same cloud to determine what the output would have been without the cloud seeding. Early forms of the technique, okay, so it goes in the history, and we're going to read about that as well. So weather modification is real. They used it on the Olympic Games. China's using it right now. Here we go. It has been, okay, I found this on Wikipedia, and when you find something on Wikipedia, of course, you got to take it with a huge grain of salt. I got that. But you have to think of this in the sense of, I found article after article after article, and then they kept connecting to different things through this Wikipedia page, through a simple Google search, through just the article I just read was from the Washington Post. I got another one from the New York Times. This one, the other one I'm going to read, conserveenergyfuture.com. There's like five different things I found that was all about it. I'm going to read this paragraph right here. The convention, okay, this is what this convention is named. Here we go.
The Convention on the Prohibition of Military or Any Other Hostile Use of Environmental Modification Techniques Convention. Okay, that's silly. It was established May 18th, 1977 in Geneva, entered into force October 5th, 1978, prohibits, quote, widespread, long-lasting, or severe effects as the means of destruction, damage, or injury, end quote. In 1972, an NMOD convention on weather warfare presented that this premise, quote, local non-permanent changes and congruent committee of experts established that the article stated that understanding and relating. Okay, first of all, you're not supposed to do it. The UN said no. Okay, layman's terms, I'll read this quickly. I already read it three times. The UN said no because other countries were beginning to use it against other countries for their own purposes. Let's continue. I read that. Let's do this. Now let's read this. Now I want to read about the United States used it in Project Popeye to increase the monsoon season in North Vietnam during the Vietnam War to make the trails and the mud slides more hazardous and more hard to trek. So we used it against the Vietnamese in that particular war. Other countries have used it for good and or bad. I wonder what countries those are. In Asia, China, India, Indonesia. There's also Iran, Israel, Kuwait, the National Arab Emirates. The National Arab Emirates, cloud seeding in the United Arab Emirates, used by its government to address water challenges in the country. If you have a desert and you need it to rain, you make it rain by controlling the weather. I guess apparently you shoot iodide bulbs up into the air and it changes the cloud. I already read this, but just layman terms, changes the cloud, it begins to rain. But you can also push the cloud away. You can also change what's in the cloud. Apparently, this is like not even hard. They use it in Southeast Asia, Sri Lanka, and North America. The United States uses it. Canada uses it. Bulgaria and Europe, France and Spain, Russia, Germany, Slovenia. I'm scrolling down here, guys. And it gives examples of how each of these countries are using them for their benefit or how they used them in the past against other countries. What are the benefits of cloud seeding? Rain creation, okay, obviously. Boosting the economy, okay. Agriculture, okay. It says that you can have more crops, which would then increase that you could export more because you have more. Weather regulation. It just seems like, why can't we leave it alone? Well, I don't want it to rain today. Well, that's just an act of God. You can't control it. But apparently we can control it. So now that we control it, what are the consequences? These are the critical thinking skills that I have that I'm trying to share to you. This is weird. This is news. Let's hear about it more. Another, quote, benefit, makes dry places more livable. Should you even be living in a dry place? My man, I lived here all my life. I'm fascinated by this because it's like, let's use it for the Super Bowl. Let's have the Super Bowl once again here in Indianapolis. Let's make it warm like it was the last time we had it, which was eerily warm in February. I mean, it's just like weird. Reduction of crop damage, got it. Variety of methods to practice. Cloud seeding can be done in three effective ways depending on the area that it is being focused on. Static cloud seeding introduces silver iodide into the clouds. Is that good for our lungs? Should we be breathing that in? Are we thinking about these things? Into the clouds in order to create a medium for the moisture to condense. Dynamic cloud seeding is more compound than static as it aims to enhance vertical air currents and make more moisture to be produced by the clouds. The last one is, here we go, guys, hygroscopic cloud seeding, which introduces salts to the clouds. And at the base, it blazes. So, am I reading this right? Yeah. It blazes so that they can lead to high precipitation when water starts pouring from the clouds above them. Interesting. Use of ground-based machines. If you have a dry land, they can travel easier. Geographically oriented, if you want it to move away and get away from where you are, you can make it happen. Cloud seeding helps to reduce the impact of drought. Of course, we don't want people to die of starvation in countries where the government really isn't ran very well. And so they have droughts a lot. And so therefore they gotta make it rain. They gotta make it rain, baby. Isn't that weird? It's weird news here. Creation of employment opportunities. Cloud seeding. Okay, yeah, well, a whole other industry. You want to become a weather magic man? You want to control the weather? This is fascinating, guys. This is real news. It's weird news. Weather modification is real. What are the consequences of it? We need to learn more about it. Let's talk about it more here on the Matthew Rayburn Show.
Weird news. I need to talk about what happened to me this past Tuesday. It was real. It was powerful. It was nearly an all-day event. I don't necessarily know what caused it, whether it would have been something that I ate, something that I forgot about or did, something spiritual. I'm not sure, but I know that it took the Holy Spirit to get rid of it. It was depression. Depression is real. Depression is something that we shouldn't make fun of. If you use humor to vent, if you use humor to make jokes in hard situations, I'm raising my hand because I do that. I got it. I've made fun of the concept of depression, not necessarily those that are depressed, because it's something that you shouldn't do because it's real. It's a real chemical reaction in the brain that's hard to get rid of or change. This segment's going to involve the Bible and I'm going to confess and tell a small story, and then this is going to be great. Let's read the verse, and that'll help. That'll help. The verse of the day is Psalm 34, verse 17 and 18. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Is your spirit crushed? Are you brokenhearted? Do you need to be delivered out of your woes? The Lord can help you with that. Go to Him. Go to His Word. Go to somebody that's wiser than you. Go to your local church. Find refuge. Find help. There's plenty of places that can find help. There's counseling that you can get done over the internet. These are real things that can help. No, I'm not clinically depressed. No, I do not have depression often. As you can see how excited I was at the beginning of the show. No, I don't suffer from depression. But that was real. I mean, that was a serious case of the blues. And I could not shake it. It was affecting my work. It was affecting my members of my team. It was inappropriate to even be at work, probably. It was that hard. It wasn't helping to be at work. I thought that working would have been helpful. But then the thought of leaving work because I was depressed made me more depressed. It spiraled down pretty quick. And so I was just praying to myself. I would go to the bathroom and splash cold water on myself. I was just like trying anything. So I thought to myself, I just need to reach out to somebody that I love. So I reached out to my mother, who I'm very thankful for. I have a very strong family. I recommend finding or gaining a strong family. If you don't have one now, you can grow one. If you don't have one now, you can find one. That's why church is so great. That's why it's so powerful. That's why it's so needed. People need to go to church. It's just beautiful. It builds a community of people that are caring. It builds a community of people that are trying to learn, people that are in a community that are in a continual state of betterment, that understand that they will fall, that understand they are fallen, and they understand that they are broken, but they have been healed and have been brought together by Christ and His love and the Holy Spirit, and it's all God's plan, and it's just a beautiful thing. And so I'd recommend going to those that you love, going to those that you trust, finding people that you trust, making friends. If you want to be a friend, you got to find a friend. This is serious business, Oh no. I'm doing the show right now. Okay. Welcome back to the Matthew Rayburn Show. Telemarketers. It's a real thing. Even said telemarketer on the phone. Don't they know? Anyway, go back to this. Let's not get depressed about that. Wink. I made a joke. So I texted my mother, and my mother said, you need to write things down that you're thankful for immediately, that you're blessed by. And so it really helped. I wrote down that I can sing, that I can think. I had to whittle it down to the basics, because that's how dark it got real quick too. So I don't know what I was being influenced by. I'm not too sure. Comment down below if you're an expert. Comment down below if you love me. Comment down below if you currently suffer from depression. Let's help each other. Let's help. I want to help. I'm here to help. That's what the show's about. It's not necessarily about counseling, but if you feel like you're being counseled by it, then I'm blessed and humbled that it's happening to you, because I just want people to thrive and benefit from the lives that they're living. And currently, depression is really rampant, and it's so powerful, and it's just real. I have a strong family. I can sing. I can cook. I'm talented. I can use my talents for the betterment of existence, for the people that are around me. I can help. I can listen. I love when birds sing. I love when it storms. I love the smell of garlic. Really, you got to just get simple with it, because you need to stay alive, because we need you to be part of the team of humanity. Okay. You're part of this team. I'm part of this team. We got to help each other. We got one blue sky that the Chinese are affecting. We're touching it. Arabs are touching it. We're all trying to not have bad weather days. But, you know, guess what? We're going to have bad weather days. But what we can do together is build each other up, establish each other as friends and as loved ones, build a base of that, a strong base of love, so that you understand that if you do fall into a depressed state, you at least land on a base of love, people that you can go to, people that you can talk to, people that you can explain things to. It's real, okay? These are real things that we need to do together. Matt, I'm embarrassed. I'm scared. I'm telling you right now, I'm not embarrassed or scared because others need to talk about it. It's a real thing. It's a real powerful thing. So if you're being affected by depression, comment down below. If you're being affected by the darkness and you can't really explain what's happening to you and you have negative spiraling thoughts, comment down below. I'll find you help. I'll come to you wherever you are. If you're watching the show live, you probably know me and you probably are aware of what the show is and how I can help. You probably have my number. So comment down below or contact me directly. Privately, we can have a cup of coffee and discuss it. If you're going to watch the show later after I share it on the national platforms that we have here in America, comment down below once again. Get a hold of me. I want to help. I want to build more friends. I want to build my friend base. I want to become stronger mentally, physically, and spiritually. And being honest with myself and being honest with others helps with that. So comment down below. Let's get happy. Let's get content. Let's get real. Let's get real and raw. That's what the show's about. Real and raw. Let's read the verse again. Psalm 34, 17, and 18. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. That just describes depression. So pretty much in lay terms, in Matthew Reverend terms, the Lord can get you out of your depression. Go to Him. He wants you to thrive from the life that He gave you. He gave you gifts. He gave you talents. He gave you strength. He gave you your mind. He gave you ears. That's why you're listening to the Matthew Reverend Show. We are in a continual state of betterment. And we are a positive force for good. God bless you. Guys, love you so much. Thank you so much for listening today. Thank you so much for watching today. Thank you so much for commenting down below. Let's get this thing going. Let's gain some sponsors. Let's gain some business. Let's grow together. Let's grow the show. Let's grow your business. How do you want to grow your business? Let me know. Comment down below. I want to talk about you. I want you to talk about what you sell, what you provide, what you do. If you're a depression clinic, I'd like to be sponsored by you. Because why? We just had a segment about that. If you're a company that modifies the weather, comment down below. Let's begin some business together. I guess it'll never be a bad day on the Matthew Reverend Show because I got that weather modification over my studio apartment. Yeah. So once again, I'm live on Facebook. I'll be posting this later on YouTube as well as Rumble. And I'm recording live right now on anchor.fm. I love you. I love life. And you know what? All I want to do is dance. I'm going to turn up this music. And we're going to dance. Oh. I love you guys. Seriously. I'm loving this show. I'm loving what I do. I'm loving it. This is what I want to do. This is how I want to make my life. This is what I want to do for my life. I want to help people. I want to speak. I want to speak clearly. I'm full of it. You can hear it in the voice. You can hear it. You can see it. Love you guys. Really, I do. God bless you. God bless America. You know we need it.